Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
I was just my microphone. I was listening to the show last week, and I'm either like too soft, or I sound like Darth Vader or something, like some kind of wimpy Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So well, I'm like, you know, I was heavy. Well, it's like I'm a pervert talking to you.
Right. Right. So, and what's your point?
It just bothers me because I had a better. We were doing better for a while, and now it's turned to shit again. And I'm trying to get this thing.
Should have got a nice one like I did over at, you know.
Where'd you get it at?
Staples, I think.
Staples? Is that a good place? See, I just can't get in the right spot here. I don't know what the deal is here with this.
I don't know. I just had some real big tits pick it out. I don't know.
How big were her tits?
No, honestly, I don't know. On. No, that's how I bought my cell phone, but I didn't.
What actually... girl with big tits?
Oh, my God.
You burst in and you go,
Gowzers!
Excuse me, I need the manager or the woman with the biggest tits to sell me a cell phone, please.
I got both.
Did you? She was the manager.
I'm hoping she was.
And you,
man.
And she walked up and you go, honey, I can see why you're the manager.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
I see both of your qualifications.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was advertising the merchandise.
Did, was she like a cell phone on each breast or what?
Yeah, I saw me on each breast, if you know what I mean.
Did she have bigger ones than you?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go. That's something.
May have had a good Wonder Bra, maybe. I don't know.
That's something you don't see every day. Bigger ones on you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she's nice.
So how much did those tits cost you then?
Plenty. Plenty of tool, let me tell you. It was plenty of tools.
Well, this thing's not working. I got to get something new here. This is a piece of shit.
I got a cell phone place I'm going to send you to next time you come up here.
Yeah, when will that be?
All right, let me whip these out. Boing, boing.
Would you like the razor?
Nah.
You got a gray hair on that one.
Yeah. No. Would you like to see the diamond cutter?
Oh, yeah. My. Yes. Nice. Nice. Yes. Oh, shit. No, I forgot.
So.
Talk about. Anyway.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I've been saving this story. It probably won't be funny, but that's not stopped me yet. So
it won't be any funnier than, I want to buy a car. Can I see the salesman with the largest cock, please?
Is that how you got your Jeep, or?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a good question. My guess would be yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I didn't go, you know.
Yeah, right.
I didn't check it out.
I was
rubbing up against him as he walked by. And,
oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to go
like,
there.
I'm like, bratwurst.
Muy caliente.
Are you Polish?
Yes. Anyway, I was at the local swimming pool here a couple weeks ago with my family, you know.
Oh yeah, you guys love that swimming pool.
Yeah. We like to hang out by the cute moms, you know.
Yeah, I bet.
All the cute moms, you know. Sitting by the deep end, you know.
I hear you.
Hoping
your children, you know, come to the deep end, kids. I know you can't swim, but whatever.
Yes, yes.
Dad, help me. I'm over here striking a deal with Miss Juggs for a new... property here.
She's getting me a deal on some free airtime here.
There you go, I'm buying a commercial space.
So, some... gang-looking individuals show up at the pool.
Geez. What's gang-looking individuals? What the fuck?
You draw your own conclusions, okay? These people look...
Was it like West Side Story gang where they're
dancing
around like a bunch of faggots?
No, I don't...
Sex?
You could just... Yeah, they were the, I don't know, the T-Birds or something.
No, that's Grease, I think.
Yeah.
You're the one that I want. Come on. You just wanted to sing.
No, so Summer fun.
Or no. Possibly your favorite would be the hand jive. But that's
dun,
just...
dun, 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 dun. So...
I'm going to watch Basic Instinct 2.
There was a little hand jiving going on. That is true, yes.
Then my hands are full of goo.
No, so...
My phone rings, I can't pick it up.
Dun, 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 dun.
Without leaving DNA all over. Anyway.
That didn't rhyme, but...
Yeah, it's all right.
So,
hey, how many rhymes do you want? I mean, it's off the top of my head.
I know, yeah, I know, I know.
Who am I, Wayne Brady?
Yeah, I know.
Shut the fuck up.
Wayne Brady. Yeah, Wayne Brady. Yeah, you're
I got a
of
shitty microphone here, and I'm trying to work it. You know what I'm saying?
You rap about as good as Colin Mockery. You know,
there
so.
You go. Well,
yeah.
I look like a fat Colin Mockery. What do you want?
Yeah, so. So the individuals that show up. Do not have swimming pool attire.
Are they wearing cutoffs? Because that's swimming pool
cut-off,
attire.
Blue jeans, wife beaters, you know, just, you know.
Sounds like swimming pool attire to me.
Yeah, well, now they think they're going to throw each other in the pool.
Yeah, man, I'm going to throw you in the pool.
Yeah, this is going on. I can see they're getting warnings from the, you know, people in charge. Hey, you know, cool it, you know, cool.
Hey, shut up, Hasselhoff.
Yeah, you know, so I'm watching this. I'm like, well, thank God, you know, it's not me. You know? Thank God.
Thank God I'm distracted by these two huge breasts over here.
My own, yes. So now there's
I know why you're wearing a one-piece, honey. There's no holding back with those things.
So now there's a mom that's going to decide she's going to lay down the law.
Oh, Christ.
And so she decides to get confrontational.
And she's looking at you for backup, right?
Well, she didn't get it. She did not get it.
You're like, oh, I got to go to the snack bar again.
Yeah, I got diarrhea. So she starts waving a finger in this guy's face, right?
Yeah.
And you can't really hear it because they're blaring some music, you know. You know, some whatever it was, you know.
Some Ricky Martin. Dun, 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 dun.
Shibang, shibang. Dun, 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 dun. Next thing you know, this guy has pushed this lady into the pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. All
right, now she's...
That's something.
She's screaming for police and going to assault, you know, assault charges and everything else.
Wow.
So now all the cute moms are like calling their husbands to show up. You know, like, hey, Bob, you better get over here quick.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I was staying back in reserve. Okay. I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
Live to fight another day. Live to fight another
My
day.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Yeah. You're going to die. You killed my father. Yeah. I stayed back. I'll be honest with you. I stayed right back, and I did nothing.
You go, you know, buddy,
you know,
if she was just wearing a T-shirt, this would have all been all right.
Yeah.
But she's wearing a swimsuit, and I'm not getting a show.
That's right. That's right. I did get out and put my flip-flops on, just in case.
Oh, just in case you had to run.
Yeah. Climb the fence and run away. Run away! Run away! Run away! Brave Sir Robin, he run.
Just in case you had to make getaway. Kids, make me the car!
I'm like, I am George Costanza from Seinfeld. I know it.
Fire!
Yeah. So, like, all these husbands are showing up. You know, I'm waiting for baseball bats to come out or something. Like, oh, man, this is going to be... And, like, the cops finally show up, and they arrest some people. And you know,
seriously?
Yeah, a few people were taken away. And
these guys, like, hung out after this?
No, they called a cab and got out of there, so I don't...
Called a cab.
I don't know how these people got there, but...
well, the cab, evidently.
They must all took a cab, but, you know.
That's weird.
I just had a bad, you know, bad feeling, you know. I just thought, man, I better stay back here and protect my children, my wife, and all the cute moms, you know. And that's what I did.
They crossed that line.
And they crossed...
this one over here.
Yeah, that's what I said. I go, if they cross that line, I will take a bullet, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
If the bullet crosses that line, then I will jump in front of it. But it's not my
Dom
problem.
Hey, Dom DeLuise, what are you looking at?
Nothing. I'm just going to the bathroom. Too late.
Great.
Damn irritated bowel.
I'd come kick your ass if I didn't have to take a shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought
nice
I might.
Pool.
I thought I would make it worse if I got into it too and said, "Hey, man, we're not having that." You know.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I know. Oh, here's a voice. Hey, you, get your damn hands off her. You're like George McFly. Hey, Biff, get That's your right. damn hands off her.
Off of her.
Lorraine.
Where was the lifeguard?
She, well, all the lifeguards there are pretty much just teenagers, like teeny boppers, you know.
Yeah, well, I know, but didn't they, like, run in and call or something?
They did. The ones that were behind the desk did, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was, like, two out by the pool and, like, you know, three or four by the phone in the lobby, and they're all calling. And, it was a little tense. It was like watching Cops, but, you know, not on TV. Like, it was, like, just, like, right,
like,
there.
Right there.
Yeah, dance, dance, da-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You know, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Wow.
Yeah, I really thought there might be gunplay in this. I'm like, oh, man.
Well, that's no good.
I'm like, I'm hoping fat absorbs bullets, man, because I think there's going to be some gunplay and, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
I guess. I don't know. I wasn't there.
This belly of steel will have to stop the bullets, I guess.
Don't worry, ladies. Have you ever seen that guy who takes the cannonball?
Yeah.
That's my dad.
It's not me.
I think I could take a bullet as long as it's a fat bullet.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought maybe I should stay back for reserve, which I did.
Yeah, well, good thing.
Which no one believed me, but that's what my philosophy was.
Yeah, I don't believe you either.
Because I've become a Zen Buddhist. I don't believe in kicking ass, you know.
Relax.
Right?
Angry gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So, you know, I don't know. I was kind of like an anti-hero, I guess, if you will, you know.
Yeah, you're regular Steve McQueen.
Yeah. Steve McQueen, come on. That's more like Seagal or something, you know.
Okay.
Hey, you better leave that lady alone.
I was thinking kind of like a fat Woody Allen.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. I just want to get a soft pretzel.
Pushing people in the pools could be very dangerous.
She was going to buy me. I'll just get my own soft pretzel. It's okay. You know?
Well, the husbands can sleep well because I protected the wives and their kids.
Well, good
so.
For you.
That's all.
Good for you.
That's all. You know?
Well, speaking of children.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is at your house, but.
I think you know.
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. But. Every once in a while, what happens is, in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody gets scared. Not just me. And the kids come up, and they're like, you know, wanting to have somebody there. Well, our bed's not big enough for everybody.
All right, I'll go
so
with
what
you
happens
that,
is,
yeah.
I get kicked out of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, and I sleep in one of the kids' rooms. Well, everybody else is in my bed, essentially.
Yeah.
Now, you haven't had this experience, but I go and I lay down in my daughter's room, and I'm trying to go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, kids' rooms got stuff everywhere.
Right.
You know,
right.
But little girls' rooms have babies all over. It's really hard to get to sleep when you're seeing all these shadowy babies and Barbies and, you know, it's kind of like a crazy fun house because they're all in weird positions and hanging from shelves. And
did you have a doll suckling your teat?
No.
Or anything weird like that we should know?
No, but
or?
You see all these, you know, weird
yeah.
shapes and shadows in the night.
Right, yeah, that
and
creepy.
It's all like half-dressed babies hanging off
the
legs.
Oh, man, yeah.
You remember that Beatles album with them, like, cutting up the dolls?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
But in the dark.
Yeah. You remember that old Karen Black movie where that little doll comes to life?
There you go. Pre-Chucky.
Yeah. Remember that movie?
Oh, God.
Were you thinking yeah. that when you saw these little dudes?
I think it was called Trilogy
of
Terror.
Terror. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that goes through your head. And you got Chucky, and you got, Just, you know, dismembered babies everywhere. And it's just so hard to get to sleep.
So what did you do to fall asleep?
Nothing. I just stayed awake. It was like 2:30 in the morning.
Daddy?
No, I just stayed awake.
Do they make noises and stuff when you touch them? Like, Mama.
I wasn't touching them. No way. You got boys, you know. That's normal.
Right. Right.
The girls' stuff is like, oh, geez.
See, that did that happen here? I mean, it does, I guess, occasionally happen here. But if I went to go do that, I'd be like laying in a bed of Legos or something. They'd be like, oh, 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 or, you know, Hot Wheels or something. Be like, ah!
No stuff in the bed, just like all this weird stuff around, you know.
Really? Just all that weird, like weird smells and stuff.
Baby parts, you know.
This is like a Planned Parenthood place, clinic or something.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Exactly.
God, what the hell?
Come to haunt me here.
Daddy,
da-da,
don't do it, da-da.
That's right.
Let us live. Let us live. Ooh, that's creepy.
These are all your children, you know, prevented from birth control.
These are children from all the anonymous sex I've had during my lifetime. Oh, my God.
Well,
oh my God.
Might not be so scary. I don't know. A lot more babies in there than I think I've ever had sex. I don't know. So anyway, it's just a weird, freaky kind of thing going on there.
I guess if you include all the inanimate objects. And
we're not talking about self-love here.
Yeah, oh, I see.
It wasn't like a bunch of gloves hanging around.
Yeah, right.
That would be your nightmare.
Uh-huh.